In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're focusing on what Jesus tells Louisa, volume 17, May 4th, 1925. This is so important that we understand this chapter, understand this day. This is a very important day in reading the divine will. Once you begin to read this and really study it, you begin to see the importance of why we have Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. In the Old Testament, it was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. In the New Testament, it was Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In the new era, it's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And what you're going to experience is this gift that God has breathed into Louisa. And that's, it's so essential. Jesus says there'll be three on earth. Reflecting the three of heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three on earth is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And there's this mission of the divine will conceal the most holy Trinity on earth. So Jesus says these three missions are distinct and inseparable. The first two missions of Jesus and Mary first by saying fiat mihi, Jesus can redeem, and Our Lady can co-redeem with our Lord on Calvary, with Jesus on Calvary. The first two have prepared the graces, the light, the work, and everything with unheard of pains, Jesus and Mary, for the third mission given to Louisa, in order that everyone, all of mankind, all of God has planned, be fused in the third fiat without leaving their office. So the office of Mary, Mother of God, Theotokos, the office of Jesus, Redeemer, and now the office of Louisa, the reflection of this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon the earth. See, the Lord had to give this to a human who of original sin. Jesus didn't have original sin. That's why he could redeem. Mary didn't have original sin. That's why she could redeem, co-redeem with him, I should say, with Jesus on Calvary. The two were together on Calvary as Adam and Eve were together in the garden. This is the time where the redemption took place with Jesus and Mary. So he says it's not going to disturb the mission of Mary or mission of Jesus, but it's going to be braided together. So the braid of Our Lady, the braid of Jesus, the braid of Louisa are all put together. And he says very clearly, without leaving their office, so to find rest, because Jesus says, my most holy divine will alone is celestial rest. This is why on the first day, it says the evening of the first day, the morning of the second day, the evening of the second day, the morning of the third day. There's no morning or evening. There's no rest of the seventh day. Why? We're going to enter into it now because of what Jesus gave to Louisa. That all would be fused without leaving their office to find rest. Because my divine will alone, Jesus says, is celestial rest. These two missions of Jesus and Mary will be repeated because of their exuberance of grace, exuberance of light, exuberance of knowledge that is so great that all human generations can be filled with them. Even more, they will not be able to contain all the goods which they contain. So what Jesus and Mary have done, everybody's going to possess, and it will never be ended. It will never end. It's just so overflowing as with grace and light and knowledge. Jesus says, these two missions are symbolized by the sun and the sky, S-U-N. In creating the sun, Jesus said, I filled the sun with so much light, so much heat, that all human generations can enjoy the sun in superabundance. It's burning for us. So Jesus says, this is what I created for all human generations. He says, so the two missions of Jesus and Mary give light and life and love to us on earth. That's why when you're praying the Holy Rosary, when you're focused on Jesus through the loving eyes, the loving heart of Mary, you begin to understand this abundant love, this abundant life, this abundant light of God that he wants us to be filled with. And that's what he says. He says, I filled the sun with so much light and heat that all human generation can enjoy the sun in superabundance. He says, nor did I take into account, since in the beginning of creation, there was only Adam and Eve on earth. Jesus says, I could have placed the sun with enough light so as to be sufficient only for the two of them, and then make the sun grow in proportion to the growth of the human generations. He says, no. I, Jesus, made the sun full of light just as it is now. And you know, it's hilarious. For so many years, well, the sun is not going to last forever. It's going to go out someday. Maybe in a couple billion years, it's going to go out, but it's going to go out. It's like Jesus says, I could have placed enough sun in, I mean, there's light in the sun. Jesus is in charge. You know, all this doom and gloom, the sun, we've got it now, but one day it's going to be gone. No, we enjoy the light. We enjoy the life. We enjoy the love. And we're not going to go, oh my God, a billion years from now, it's going to go. It's Jesus says this. No, I made the sun full of light just as it is now and will be. Don't look at the doom and gloom. God is in charge. For the decorum and the honor and for our power, our wisdom, our love, Jesus says, our works, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's works, the triune God's works, are always made with the fullness of all the good which they contain, nor are they subject to increase or decrease. Oh, it's, God made the sun, but it's not going to last forever. For us, it's if we begin to live as Adam and Eve, a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. 1,000 years from now, the sun's still going to be beautiful, still going to be warm, and we're going to be enjoying it. If that's what God's planned. See, it's all God's plans. It's not about what we think, what the scientists are saying to us. I mean, so many people are upset by the things that are all around us. That people panic and they don't trust in God. Our job is to believe in God, trust in him and hope in him, that we're filled with peace, joy, and happiness. There's no doom and gloom. God is in charge. So he said, Jesus says this. So I, Jesus, did the same with the sun. I, Jesus, centralized in the sun all the light, which was to serve up to the last person. But how much good does the sun not do to the earth? What glory does not the sun give to its back to its creator with its mute light? So here, the light isn't saying anything, but all this glory is coming back to God, this mute voice of the sun. We see it in the flowers, in the fruit, in the land. We see the beauty of the sun. Jesus says, I can say that for the immense good that it does to earth with its mute language, the sun glorifies Jesus, makes Jesus known more than all the other things together. And he says this because the sun is full in its light and is stable in its course. Oh, doom and gloom. Oh, the sun's going to just disappear. It's just going to go. It's going to go out one day. Jesus says this to us. The sun is an immense good that it does to the earth. And with its mute language, the sun glorifies God, makes God known more than all the other things together. Why? Because it is full of light. Stable in its course. And when Jesus says, when I looked at the sun, which with so much light only Adam and Eve could enjoy, I also, as God, looked at all the living that is to come. And in seeing that this light was to serve all of humanity, my paternal goodness, exalted with joy. Here, the Father is speaking. With my paternal goodness, exalted with joy. And then Jesus says, and I, God, remain glorified in my works. See, this is a great time to be alive. This is an amazing time to be alive. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there. And yes, it's a bumpy road. It's filled with sorrow. It's filled with misery because we're fallen, even though we have been redeemed. But Jesus says, get ready. With this third fiat, this time of sanctification is very close. And he says to us, I want you to get ready for this. I want you to begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. So with the reflection of the sun, Jesus says to us, and this is one of the secrets, we're supposed to reflect this light, this love, this life of God to our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. No more doom and gloom. I mean, it's Jesus says to Louisa, if you're filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, you are anticipating hell. If you're filled with peace, joy, and happiness, you are anticipating heaven. So he's saying to us, are you ready for heaven? And we say, I want to be. He says, then live it. Live it now. How do we live it with all this that's going on? Jesus says, he says, you have to hear what I'm saying to you. So with all that's happening in the world today, all that's happening, what has Jesus done? He's given us the book of heaven. And he says, I will be with you every day as you read. I will touch your mind that you will understand this. And I will touch your heart that you will begin to love this life, this light, this love of God that's found in the divine will. This is why he says, Louisa, what you're going to do, what I'm going to give to you, I'm going to give to all of humanity. But through you, this gift is going to be given to the world. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon the earth. This, it's going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming upon the earth. And he says, I want my children to get ready for this. I want my children to get ready for this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which they breathed into Louisa. And now what Louisa in her diligence wrote down everything for our benefit. And when we read this every day, as you're reading every day, there's no room for worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Little by little, that all disappears. Little by little, it's like Jesus says, it's like the ice melting. It's going to disappear. So he's asking us to begin to understand this most important thing, that the reflection of the Trinity is on earth. And we see it with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.